Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today we're taking a look at the top five NCAA wide receivers of all time. But it's not my list. I have to bring on a very special guest, someone we've had on for multiple weeks now. We're calling it Mancini Monday. Madman Mark Mancini, how you doing, sir, this wonderful Monday morning?
Well, I tell you, man, it's a show that's sweeping the country, the most must-see, must-hear radio show with you, Logan Landers. Got Jeremiah out there traveling to New York, getting sponsorships and everything. I love this thing, man. I can't wait to tear up Dixie with you.
Hey, I'm with you, man. We are looking forward to it. We are looking for anyone out there who wants to come sponsor the show. We are open and for opportunities. Of course, like I said, we go live each and every single week, Facebook and YouTube. Check out our podcast. It'll Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, et cetera, et cetera. Over 1,000 episodes over there, so thank you all much for all the downloads. And over 1,000, I've lost track at this point, Mark, of how many episodes we've got on Facebook and YouTube, because we've been doing the show for about 10 years now. Mr. Football Vince Turner started on AM radio in Georgia. And since then, last few years, about 5 years or so, we've been transitioning to the social media side, and we thank all of our fans, subscribers, listeners for all the continued support. Because without this, hey, we couldn't be doing our show each and every single week, 15 to 20 episodes a week. That is how much football content we push 365 each and every year. All right, Mark, let's get into it. Your top five wide receivers in NCAA of all time. Who do you got at number five, sir?
DeAndre Hopkins, baby.
Ooh.
I love DeAndre, the Clemson guy, man. Found his way through Houston. Now he's in Arizona. Man, this guy is the guy, man. I love DeAndre Hopkins. How can you go wrong with this man?
And D-Hop was phenomenal in college and got even better in the pros, right? At college, a combined 3,020 yards, 27 touchdowns, 18 of which came in his junior season in 2012. But I feel like the thing that people just kind of sleep on, right? 206 catches, that's great. But a 14.7 yards per catch, that's insane. That is almost two first downs per catch. Like this, he had 12.3 his freshman year, 13.6 his sophomore. And his last year, 17.1, just phenomenal. Guy's an absolute menace, one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver in football at the moment, and was a terror in college. All right, so who do you got number four on your list?
Well, number four, it looks like it's basically Michael Evans, I believe, and the Texas A&M guy, man. This guy was something else, man. Look what he's doing with Tampa Bay in the NFL. Man, for the target, Brady's hitting him and everything. I mean, look what – I mean, it's just remarkable how far this kid has come.
Yeah, it really has. And we all know that the potential for a breakout year for Mike Evans was there at Texas A&M, was there for just two seasons in 2012, 2013. But my goodness, what an impact he made. His freshman year, 1,105 yards. His sophomore year, 1,394. A combined 17 touchdowns. And once again, that average, 16.5 and over 151 balls caught. And like I said, he's one of the more dynamic wide receivers. I feel like people still forget about him a little bit, even though he's been dynamic since he came into the league in 2014. I mean, he has been an absolute just tremendous asset for Tampa Bay, closing in on 10,000 career yards. Also has a good bit of touchdowns at 75. Probably will crack 100 next season or two. So he is one of the more explosive college athlete going into the pros, and we knew that potential was there, and he is definitely living up to it. Wouldn't surprise me, Mark, if that number is going to be retired in that ring of fame out there in Tampa one day, as good as he's been, man.
Well, and with Brady throwing to him, and who knows how
it's
long
Tom
will be there, and you got Fournette running the ball there. Watch out for Tampa, and you know, it's nice to see this guy, what he did at Texas A&M, like I said, to come in here and just tear it up. Well, it's amazing. That SEC
really
has some great talents across the board when you see it.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that. And keeping up with the Mike tradition, right, with the first name Mike, who do we got at number three, Mark? I'm curious.
Well, I'll tell you, man, I'm laying it over to you. I'm going to let you do the introduction to this.
Hey.
Is the Miami Hurricane, baby.
Yes,
Michael
sir.
Irvin. I mean, look what he did in college. You know, when you thought of Miami Hurricane football growing up, I remember I didn't see a Florida school out of the top 10, Florida State, the Seminoles, the Gators, the Hurricanes. Mm-hmm. And then he goes into the NFL, and look what he does. He hooks up with Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and the Cowboys, and look what he's done. And now he's a great commentator, man. You know, Michael Irvin is my third pick here, and I don't think you can go wrong with that.
No, you really can't. And, I mean, we all know Mike Irvin, one of the greatest just wide receivers flat out in the history of the NFL. But in college, he was putting in work, 2,423 total yards, a great 26 touchdowns, and almost 17 average per catch in 143 balls caught. Absolutely tremendous. And, of course, we all know what he did in the National Football League, one of the best receivers of all time. And just, I feel like people forget, he was only around for about 10 years, though. He did it in a somewhat short amount of time. A really good, just amazing, like I said, with the Cowboys. His whole career did a tremendous job. Had close to 12,000 total yards, 65 total touchdowns, and was just an absolute monster for the Cowboys throughout the late 80s into the late 90s. And an absolute, like I said, an amazing commentator as well. He's really just kind of came full circle. And, you know, he was great in college, great in the pros, and now he's talking about the game, and he's one of the best analysts this point in time, man.
No doubt about it. And, man, that Cowboy team, you know, was just simply amazing. And they haven't really got back to that pinnacle ever since him and Smith and Aikman have left. The Cowboys just haven't really done anything. I mean, they've
just an unfortunate luck.
Yeah. America's team.
Yeah, exactly. It's America's team. Right now it's a little bit down on its luck, right? But they're hoping to build their way back into a perennial powerhouse once again in the NFL.
Yep.
All right, we are down to the final two, and here we are. You see him on the screen, Adam Marshall, Mr. Randy Moss.
Well, just give me the damn ball, pretty much. I mean, Randy Moss is unbelievable. I mean, when he came in, coming out of a place like Marshall, I mean, not a big college, but coming out of Marshall and the Vikings, and then kind of, you know, hit a tailspin there, but went, you know, bounced around, I think, with the Raiders, New England and stuff. But, you know, he's on there, too, as a great commentator and everything. What a great wide receiver coming out of that little school.
Yeah, and, I mean, you know, talking about just college wide receivers, you said, he went to Marshall, a very small school. But, my goodness, in that 1997 season, he finished fourth in Heisman voting. But, my God, Mark, the stats. Close to 2,000 yards, 18-20 in total, a 19.0 average per catch, 26 touchdowns on a little bit shy of 100 balls caught. Just an absolute monster. One of the best players at Marshall's school history in just one season. That thing's only there for 1 year, and they said, he went to the Vikings, was phenomenal there for a good bit of years. Then he kind of bounced around, like you said, went to Oakland, went to New England, went for a few other teams. But, man, just obviously, you know, Hall of Fame worthy, over 15,000 yards in total, caught a tremendous, close to 1,000 balls caught, and 156 touchdowns, led the league in that category, I believe, five times in total. So just a dynamic player. One, like I said, one of the more humble sports analysts, too, the more you learn about him. Just a great person overall and an absolute just nightmare for DBs in college and in the pros, man. He was an absolute freak of nature.
Unbelievable. You had to almost double team him at times. He was that good.
Yeah. All right. The time has come We've went through the first four, and now we are at the end here. Mr. Mark Mancini, who is number one on your list for the top wide receiver in California?
Southern California, USC, Lynn Swan, man, I will tell you, when he came out of college, got picked up by the Steelers, man, him and Stallworth with Bradshaw there throwing to these guys. Look at the Super Bowls they won. What a devastating force coming out of USC into Pittsburgh. Lynn Swan, by far, is my number one wide receiver coming out of college.
Yeah, man, he was an absolute beast in those 3 years. He was at USC from 71 to 73, almost 100 balls caught, over 1,500 yards in total, a nice 16.3 average to boot, including in 72, 20.1 average per catch. So this man was averaging 2 first downs a catch there, 11 touchdowns, but we all know that the running back core at USC was dynamic back then, so they were handing the ball off a lot more. If he was in today's game, all those stats would be doubled and tripled with Lynn Swan, man. And then, like you said, in the pros, he was putting in work with Pittsburgh his whole career, called it quits at an early age, right, just at 30. But, man, he made a tremendous impact throughout his tenure in the league, close to 10 years played, had 51 total touchdowns, had over 5,000 yards, over 300 balls caught, and, hey, just a tremendous wide receiver. I know our boy, Mr. Football, Vince Turner, is going to love this pick. He loves old school picks, man. So, Mark, you got through your top five. Is there any who just missed a cut on your top five list that just cracked maybe your top 10, let's say?
Julio Jones.
Ooh. A well-known name here in Atlanta.
Yeah, Devontae Smith. Mm-hmm. Another one. I would have to put I liked him, at Stanford. Elway threw to him was Ken Marjoram, mm-hmm. John Stallworth, Roger Carr. I mean, there's some guys there, man. But, yeah, Julio Jones just missed the cut.
Hey, man, we still love Julio out here in Atlanta. You know, he was the best Falcon of all time in the wide receiver position. And it still hurts to this day that he's gone. But, hey, we just got to keep pushing forward. And just remember the great times we had with him, all right?
Yeah, it kind of like Matt Ryan now with Indianapolis. Yeah. Matt Ryan was another one, a legacy there in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's been a rough few years for loyal Falcons fans over the last 10, 15, 20 years, man. But, hey, it's a new day. We're looking forward to it. Mr. Sandy, do you have any final thoughts or anything you'd like to promote before we get out of here today and get ready for next week's show?
Well, I'm blessed enough to be on this show. I'm glad you guys gave me the olive branch. And, man, oh, man, I really look forward to this on Mondays with the madness. This week, WWDB AM 860 Talk out of Philadelphia. And on Friday, live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, second game of a 4-game series with the Brewers. We'll be doing the Tarek Brock podcast, Brock Bucks in the Birds. So other than that, man, I love you guys, man.
Hey. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Hey, we love you too for coming on, Mark, providing this amazing football knowledge, your personal top five list each and every single week. Stay tuned next Monday, same time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for some more amazing football content. As I've been your host today, Logan Lairs. Check out the show on Facebook, on YouTube, and of course, go download the podcast. Daily episodes, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Let your brother, let your sister know, let your whole family and friends know about the show. Like you said, that is sweeping the nation each and every single week with some of the best and most consistent family-friendly football content across the nation at 100th Football. For my co-host, Madman Mark Mancini, thank you so much, man, for coming on again and dropping that football knowledge that you got oh so much of. I've been your host today, Logan Lairs. Have a tremendous day, a great week, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.